Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Fletcher scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to second. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg juggles the ball. That's an error on Eorg. Kittle moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. He fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Bell moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive towards the mound. Key reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Cecil Fielder. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Barfield steals second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Eorg moves to second. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Juan Agosto now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salazar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker pinch hits for Mark Hill. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Tom Hanke now pitching. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards third. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.